So today is the big day. Best of All 2014 gets underway yesterday. Blue skies, sunshine, and the weekend weather looks great. Rob De Bank is here.
Yeah, let's not jinx it, Paul. But yeah, it does look good. And yeah, it's such a relief because that's half the battle, really, is, you know, the sun and good weather does bring out the best in Best of All. So yeah, happy days.
Now, I saw you a couple of days ago walking around the site, taking a few photos, and the site then looked far from ready. But now, of course, everything is up and running. Do you ever kind of get a little bit of a flutter thinking, is everyone going to get everything built on time?
Absolutely, like every second of the day. Yeah, it's terrifying. I mean, Josie's kind of, that's her bag, so it'd be her fault if it's not. But yeah, I mean, I sort of, you know, I'm on my computer in the porter cabin. I go out 2 hours later, the whole site's changed again. It's absolutely incredible, you know, hundreds of people down here. And yeah, hats off to the crew. They do a sterling job. Obviously, it's sunny to build it at the moment, so it probably yeah, it's nice. They're out there getting a tan and building the beautiful Best of All site.
And the big spectacle this year, as well as, of course, the axe, is the Glitter Ball. Now, I know that you've been talking about the Glitter Ball. We've heard about the Glitter Ball for a few months. But until you see the Glitter Ball, you have no idea of the scale of this thing.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, it went up a couple of days ago. And, yeah, it's even better than we could have imagined. You know, they've spent months beavering away building this thing. We've spent a lot of money and time, you know, getting it together. And it's been worth absolutely every penny and all the work. It's just looks stunning. It's sort of nestled on the Magic Meadow behind the main stage. People are going to be able to sort of go around it all weekend, have their photo taken, you know, just check it out. It's lit beautifully at night, and then on Sunday night it's going to be lifted into the air, spun round, and hopefully break the Guinness World Record for the world's biggest disco ball. So yeah, watch this space.
Well, it looks fantastic, even where it is at the moment, glinting in the sunlight. And of course this year Best of All sold out again.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, and I mean, it's a tough market. You know, there's a lot of competition, and we don't normally sell out until this week, and you know, it's the same pattern as last year. So, I'm really pleased and relived that we have, because we have to sell out to make this you know, to come back next year. So it's great, and yeah, thank you to everyone on the island and everywhere else that's bought a ticket to come down.
And what would you say to people that are coming down this weekend? What are the highlights? What are the things that you have seen on the site that people are going to go, wow?
Well, I think obviously we talked about the disco ball. That is a wow moment. You know, wherever you are on the site, you know, you can kind of catch glimpses of it. It just looks magical. We've got the new Reggae Roots Arena, which looks really cool. It looks like a kind of Jamaican shanty sort of sound system. That's really cool. The Feast Collective is here. That's an amazing tent. You know, best festival food in the country, I think. We've got Oberon's Observatory. I don't know if you've seen that. It's a new kind of mad sort of structure, metallic sort of higgledy-piggledy structure where you can watch the stars from the top of that, and there's little talking telescopes that you can look through. Yeah, loads of new stuff. Obviously, HMS Bestival's back. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that didn't come last year, so they'll be like, who's put a ship in the middle of a field? So it's, yeah, lots of wonderful sights and sounds.
I imagine your neighbours are really pleased to get that ship out of your back garden.
Yeah, well, you know, we sail it around the Caribbean in the winter and then bring it back for Best of All.
I know you're such a busy man. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. It's always a pleasure. Rob De Bank.
Big up Isle of Wight Radio, and thanks, Mr. Topping.